You know, if cigarettes didn't kill you, I'd probably smoke the shit out of those things. She approached me, saw the fire red there in her eyes. All right. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Gonzo Chronicles. Hey, damn it, folks, we're at episode number 40. And every week I say, hey, if you have any suggestions for the show, anything, any feedback, hey, toss me an email, cyrus.alderwood@gmail.com. I guess I should be careful what the hell I ask for. So let's start this show off a little bit differently today, shall we? Let's start off with listener mail. I should have picked up a sixer for this podcast, but alas, I'll just drink iced tea. Dear Cyrus, I listen to your show sometimes with my son. I hear those your mom jokes you slip in there sometimes. My son doesn't need to hear those. Why do you say them? It's childish. Seriously, would you tell those jokes to your mom? Signed, Catherine the Piss. Catherine the Piss. Okay, that's a new one on me. I watched Dr. Sleep for like the 50th time this week. So I've heard of Rose the Hat. I've actually heard of Cyrus the Great, John the Baptist. Catherine the Piss is a new one on me. But Catherine the Piss, nonetheless, would I tell those jokes to my mom? Where the hell do you think I get those jokes from? Seriously. No, I'm just kidding. I don't get those jokes from my mom. Actually, I got them from yours. So if your kid's listening, hey, listen up, kid. This is me when I like to be an a-hole. Your mom's teeth are so crooked, she tries to take a bite out of a sandwich and misses. I saw your mom smile one time, but I didn't know whether to laugh or kick a field goal. I go to school and tell those to the kids. Anyway, thanks for the letter, the email, Catherine the Piss. I appreciate it. If anybody else has anything they want to toss in, then by all means, drop me an email. I will read them. You know, even Catherine the Piss. Doesn't like my your mom jokes. I mean, these are old as the hills. We've all heard them. Catherine, I've probably said many jokes about your mom. You didn't even know it. I don't even know you. Maybe I know you. I don't know it, but Catherine the Piss. I hope you enjoy the show, Catherine. Thanks for listening. You know, I was watching I downloaded this app on my TV. It's called Pluto, and I'm channel surfing. They have all these different movie channels there. They have a Doctor Who channel. Now, when I was a kid, I would watch that on PBS once in a while. I think it was PBS. I don't know where the hell else you'd see it. But I know some people who are big Doctor Who fans. But the Doctor Who version I'm talking about, I don't remember if it was from the 70s or they filmed it in the 60s or whatever, and it just like showed, you know, 20, 30 years later. But I swear to God, if it wasn't filmed in the past, I would think that Howard Stern was Doctor Who. As a matter of fact, they should maybe talk to Howard Stern about being the next Doctor Who. How cool would that be? I mean, he looked like the same, you know, guy with the big nose and the crazy hair from the 60s or whatever it was. I don't know. Just tossing it out there. I don't think I've ever listened to Howard Stern's show, though. I saw that movie about him. The hell was it called? I don't know. Anyway. So let's do something a little fun this week. Or this day or whatever. It's probably been 3 or 4 days since I've done a podcast. But I thought we would do something kind of goofy and silly before I talk about aliens again. So I started looking up some of, like, dumb criminals. All right. And then, of course, I don't know what it is. You look up dumb criminals and you find, like, half of them live in Florida. So I don't know if we should, like, just have, like, a dumb criminal section of the show. Or let's just call it the Florida man segment. I don't know. But here's a funny story. This was out of Chicago, actually. A guy by the name of Ruben Zarate. This guy, excuse me, has his mugshot on here. Actually, this looks like a guy I know named Dusty. It looks like his high school photograph. I swear to God. I graduated with the guy. Anyway, it says, this guy's one of the dumbest criminals in the world. Has to be. Listen to what this cat did. He's 18 years old. He's a robber. All right? Gets in trouble for robbery. So what does he do? He busts into a muffler shop in Chicago and flashed a gun on the staff, demanded money. Well, the staff was kind of afraid, but there was a problem. They couldn't give the guy money because all the money was stuck in the safety deposit box. And no one could get the safe open except the manager. But the manager wasn't there. Okay. Dumb criminal. So this guy, Ruben, decides he's going to leave his phone number with him. So when the manager would show up, the staff would call him. He thought it was a great idea. But the staff, what do you think they did? They called the cops. Called the Chicago police. Told the entire story. So the robber thought it was money. You know, it was kind of wise to steal this money next time by, you know, he made a silly mistake, right? Police told the staff, like, call this guy, tell him the manager's back in the shop, and then he can now come in and get this money. Well, the guy gets a call. He's probably thinking he's in heaven. I don't know. What a dumbass, right? Immediately goes to the muffler shop. Yeah, police waiting on him. So anyway, this idiot ran. Nobody was hurt, and the robber got arrested. Congratulations for winning a Darwin Award there, Ruben Zarate. That's just funny. If you ever rob me, just make sure you call me first to make sure I'm home. I'll let you know when I get home. Other dumb criminals. Okay, well, this is I can't say this is a dumb criminal. I would probably fall for this if, you know, get a couple of barley pops in me. It said that you have to offer something delicious to your opponent to set up the trap, the same way the trap was used by the Derbyshire police to catch the criminals. Police caught 19 criminals by offering a crate of beer to each of them. All right. Cops were undercover at that time and took advantage of it. They spread the news of winning a crate full of beer. They also informed that an individual has to contact the company, and that was the time when a rat entered the trap seeking the cheese. 19 of the criminals are called that contact, and they all set up this place to collect their winning beer. And after reaching the spot, there was no beer. There was just police waiting to catch these dumbasses. You know, I'm guilty of a crime. Call me up. Hey, you want some free beer? Come meet us here. Great. All right. But yeah, I guess they probably do deserve to be on the list of the, you know, world's dumbest criminals. Let's see what else we have here as far as dumb criminals. I found way too many of these, actually. And it's scary how dumb some of these people are. Okay, here's one. All right, one of the most important things, if you're going to do a robbery, hide your identity. You know, cover your face or something so nobody can identify you. But this guy took the help of a fake identity, but didn't use it wisely. He needed a good disguise, so no one doubts his identity. But Dennis Hawkins seemed weak in hiding his real face and picked up a blonde wig, fake breasts, and clown pants. So, obviously, it wasn't too hard for the cops to find him after he tried to commit a robbery. They found him using those CCTV cameras. The police set up around, you know, gas stations and things like that. But, yeah. Dude. He didn't even get rid of his mustache and goatee. Like, he'd come in there with his normal face, blonde wig, fake tits, and clown pants. All right, that's just too much. It really is. Oh, here's the one I was reading earlier. Darren Kempton. All right, how about this for being a dumbass? Right, you want to find the perfect place to rob. Right, so you're a robber. You're out looking around. You find the perfect place. That's what Darren Kempton did. Found the perfect house to rob. So what did he do? This was in Abingdon, Northampton, right, England. He entered the house at night. But the problem was that house had already been robbed earlier that night. So when he broke into the house again, walked right into the middle of the scene where police officers and investigators were at the time doing an investigation to find out who broke in. Of course, this idiot tries to run, but it's not that easy when you're caught on the spot by the cops and investigators. But before the entering that particular police house, he tried to invade another house unsuccessfully and cut himself and left marks of his blood on the window. So the cops linked him to that one, too. It's like, how dumb do you have to be, you know? But anyway, congratulations, dude. You make the list of one of the dumbest criminals out there for breaking into a house full of cops. Yeah. Breaking into a house full of cops. Here's one more dumbass one. Albert Bailey. All right, this guy probably has to make a Darwin list, too. So him and his buddy, they plan to rob a bank. But they've never done anything like this before. I mean, they've never stolen anything. Never committed a crime, but decided they're going to rob a bank. But this is what the dumb thing they did. This was up in Connecticut. And they called ahead. They called the bank that they were going to rob before they went in to rob it. And so that's kind of dumb, right? They told them they were going to rob it. They warned the bank. So they told them that we're threatening you, collect the money in advance, and we're going to show up and get this. Okay. Dumbass. Well, his partner, Bailey, sat out in the car. Bailey sent his partner into the bank with a note to tell them, hey, we're the two bank robbers who just called. Where's our money? You know, just hand over the note, hand over the cash, and get out of there, right? I don't know if they thought it was like a great way to cut down on time in the bank so you don't get caught, but obviously the police handled the situation. They got arrested and charged for first-degree robbery, and they got 9 years for being stupid. Yeah, congratulations, buddy. All right, so which leads me to some crazy Florida man shit. This is outrageous, right? There was a guy. All right, here, this was from, I wanted to find some recent Florida man stuff, not like things you've heard of before. A Florida man was arrested for hanging out of his sunroof while driving on I-4, May 10th of last year, 2019. An off-duty Hillsborough deputy caught 70-year-old Leonard Olson Jr. on video, standing up and hanging out of the sunroof of his car with his arms spread wide as he was driving. He's trying to drive with his knees, I assume. An arrest report said that Olson told the responding trooper he wanted to turn himself in because my wife treats me like a servant and she's the mistress and I'm tired of this shit. Lock me up. I'd rather go to jail than go back home. He also added that he thought it'd be a nice way to praise God for a minute. He was charged with reckless driving. What a dumbass. This was from June 15th of 2019. If you ever think that you're kind of half a pervert, just you're not. You might be normal. Christopher Monin, what a name too, Monin, 35 years old, told Palm Bay police he stole pool floats for sex instead of raping women. That's what he said. To keep him raping women, he would steal pool floats for sex. Monin told police that he had burglarized several homes to steal their floats. He led police to a vacant home where he kept his stash and was arrested and charged with burglary of an occupied dwelling, criminal mischief, and petty theft. Dude, first of all, if you're... All right, the first thing I thought is, like, this guy must have the most inflated ego, no pun intended, stealing floats. If you're stealing pool floats for sex instead of raping women, how big is your junk if you think you got to make it with a pool float? And good God, man, that's weird. Anyway, this one took the cake for Florida man shit. July 18th of 2019. And this one's good stuff. Naked Florida man wearing a bra burglarizes several cars in Newport Richey. A naked man, naked, except for a woman's bra. One Pasco County man burglarized several vehicles in July at U.S. Water Services Corporation. And, of course, was caught on video. It's unclear if the man was ever identified. Now, this one is weird. I don't know how you don't immediately go to the hospital for this. Florida man has surgery to remove screwdriver from rectum. He must have been hanging out with the guy still in the pool floats. That's from November 6, 2019. Doctors found what appeared to be a screwdriver in 46-year-old Florida man's rectum during a CT scan. It was surgically removed, and the man was doing well during his two-week follow-up. All right, that's a lie. That man was not doing well for his two-week follow-up. If you've got a screwdriver up your ass, there is no way in hell that you're doing well at any point the rest of your life. Seriously. There was also another episode of a Florida man from April 22nd, 2019. Video posted on Instagram showing the Easter Bunny getting involved in a fight in downtown Orlando, and it went viral. The fight was broken up by an Orlando police officer, and it's not known if anyone was arrested. I say go kick that bunny's ass. Just kick that bunny's ass. Didn't I see that in Mallrats? Didn't they get in a fight with the Easter Bunny? I don't know. Anyway, crazy Florida man stuff. I mean, you could probably have an entire podcast. Not one episode. I mean an entire podcast. But you know what? There's one place in Florida that is very, very well known in the UFO community, I found out. And that is Gulf Breeze, Florida. For whatever reason, there's like a it's a hotbed for UFO sightings. You can actually pull a map up of this and it'll show you all the with the little dots, all the sightings in that area. But there have been some I started looking up some UFO sightings from down in that area. And I did find something from the post down there, the Palm Beach Post, from October 15th of this year, actually. But this is kind of bringing up an old case. Ed and Francis Walters claimed that the dozens of photographs and a 1 minute, 38-second video that Ed shot in a six-month span from November 87 to May of 88 were those of spaceships over their home in Gulf Breeze, which is a Pensacola suburb. They weren't alone. A city council member said he saw a bright orange object fly over on March 17, 1988. A retired newspaper publisher said he saw it too. So did a doctor, a chemical engineer, and his wife. About 100 witnesses in all backed the Walters claim. Gulf Breeze is not the first place in Florida to report sightings. Indian legends, settler folklore, police affidavits, and numerous formal reports to the Mutual UFO Network, or MUFON, all detail people's convictions that something's out there over Florida, and they saw it. Ed Walters didn't just see the ships, he says. So they burned his grass and shot a beam of an earthly blue light that once froze his legs to the ground. And another time missed his wife by inches while he got the whole thing on film. He reported hearing in his mind both the instructions of the aliens and discussions of earthlings he believed were being held aboard the ship. He said he saw an alien standing outside of his window by his bed. There's a 90-minute stretch for which he said he can't account that he said ended with him waking up face down on the beach, sand in his mouth. He believes that he was a victim of an alien abduction. And that's quite fascinating. I'd never heard that case before, although I knew that there was a lot going on at Gulf Breeze just from sightings alone. So I did look up on UFO Sightings Daily some of the more recent sightings that are sourced mostly by MUFON. The most recent one that I found was actually just a couple weeks ago, November 5th, 2020, in Levy County, Florida. Now, this is an interesting case that I'm reading here. An eyewitness saw an object moving in the sky, and it slowed down to a stop and then disappeared. Now, according to the guy who was writing writing this particular post, claims that, you know, I don't know about cloaking devices. He says that screams out alien technology. Often UFOs cloak after they travel through our atmosphere from space. They make it appear as a meteor, so they get unnoticed on the radar, and then seconds later they'll raise the cloaking shields. Which kind of is, I don't know about the cloaking thing, but this is kind of in line with the photograph that was provided by the eyewitness to this. The photo was taken at 6:26 on November 5th, looking east in Levy County, Florida. The witness states, "I was walking my dog and saw a slow-moving red-orange glowing object making its way across the sky. I thought it must be a meteor until I realized the object had stopped moving and was hovering. That's when I pulled my phone out to take a picture. I was unsure if it would come out clearly since the recent time change makes it quite dark by 6:30, but my phone's night lens captured it." Now, on this, the main picture, you can see what looks like a meteor kind of streaking, and it's a still photo. And then I guess when he blew it up, it's very grainy, but you can still tell it looks like a meteor. From a photo, it's like you can't tell if this thing's just hovering or not. That's the witness's word. But nonetheless, this was reported by MUFON. So they're sourcing this. Again, you'd have to take a look and see for yourself if that's something that you'd actually, you know, buy from this. But you know, there's so many different UFO sightings it seems like almost a daily basis. You could go to UFO Sightings Daily is one of the websites you can actually go to check this stuff out. But nonetheless, I found it quite fascinating to look up more recent. There were quite a few more, but I'll not drone on here about those on this show. But just wanted to come do a quick podcast for you guys. And thanks, Catherine the Piss, for the email. Anyway, I'll catch you next time. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more. Like I mentioned on the last show, we'll get into a little bit more deep state kind of conspiracy theories. And I'll talk a little bit in depth about the book I wrote, Revelation Calling, which ironically I got a really interesting call on from a fellow writer earlier. Maybe doing a collaboration on a book. We'll see. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Gonzo Chronicles. Check me out online, cyrusalderwood.com. Catch me on Facebook, Twitter. And by all means, go to Amazon. It's almost Christmas, folks. Y'all have friends that like to read. I know. We all do. Look me up on Amazon, Cyrus Alderwood. I've got 10 or 11 books out there. Comedy, horror, and a deep state thriller for those who want something a little bit more edgy to read. So thanks again, everybody. And I'll see you down the road.